Since the February mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, there has been plenty of discussion around toughening gun laws. Reporter Rob Zavatsky went to a recent Eagles Arms gun show in our region and heard many gun owners say they feel their voices are being ignored.
We actually think of ourselves as the gun show family. I mean, it's a multiracial family of people that come together here. I mean, we have black, white, Asian, gays, everything under the sun that comes to the gun show.
Patrick McCarthy walks through the crowd of the Eagle Arms gun show, smiling and shaking hands. He greets each patron and vendor like a long-lost cousin. As floor manager, he has already walked more than 10 miles back and forth through the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center, and he shows no sign of slowing down. He says despite all of the recent shootings and the negative attention guns have been receiving in the media, gun show business is good.
We have a good time. I mean, if the rest of the country could get along as good as we all do here, I think it would be a wonderful place to live. I mean, what we have to eliminate is the extremes on both sides and get together and have a normal conversation.
McCarthy, a collector himself, is decidedly pro-gun, but he does not advocate gun ownership for everyone. He says the folks at the Eagle Arms Gun Show are doing their part. Every licensed vendor in attendance is required to do a federal background check, and he encourages private sellers to do the same thing.
Obviously, background checks isn't the answer. If I recall the man that shot the people in Los Angeles, those guns were bought legally and possessed legally, but he killed many, many people.
Dave Holmes is one of about 350 vendors at the Eagle Arms Gun Show. He says he understands people's frustration with gun violence, but he doesn't think more laws will help.
The last I heard, it was illegal to shoot people, to kill people. So if you want to make more laws, they're made for law-abiding people. Those that are going to use a gun to harm someone else don't care about laws.
Holmes empathizes with people calling for change, but he notes the national conversation doesn't stay on gun laws for long after the latest mass shooting. He recognizes people want legislators to do something, but he says calling for a ban on assault-style weapons can be difficult when lawmakers don't understand what they're actually talking about.
Well, what's an assault rifle? I mean, you tell me what an assault rifle is, because there are AR-15s and AK-47 semi-automatic rifles here that people use to target shoot and just to own.
When people ask why a person needs high-velocity semi-automatic rifles like an AR-15, he responds with a car analogy.
Somebody says, you don't really need that rifle, do you? No, I don't. I don't need any of these. But, you know, do you need a Mercedes-Benz when a Ford will work fine?
The parking lot of the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center was full, and so was the hall. Police officers stood at the front door checking firearms, making sure they were not loaded or able to be fired. Vendors had their wares neatly spread out on tables, one lined up after the other. A handful of individuals who paid admission were there to sell firearms of their own. They walked the floor of the gun show with long rifles sticking out of their backpacks, price tags, and little post-it notes that read "Buy Me" sticking out of the barrels. But these were not the big scary guns you may associate with mass shootings. They appeared to be antiques, historic artifacts of a different time. Josh Love grew up around guns. For him, the Oaks Gun Show is a family affair and a learning opportunity for his children.
I want my kids to be educated on how things are, and the way things work, what the things are, so they know how to handle them safely.
His wife, Christy, grew up in an anti-gun household. She thinks more children need to be exposed to guns to learn the proper respect for them.
Teach them. Teach the kids what a gun is. You know, they don't have to break one down, but show them. You know, show them and educate them so that they don't, when they see one laying somewhere, go over and think it's a Nerf gun. They understand the difference.
Patrick McCarthy, the floor manager, understands that there are plenty of people who do not share his affinity for firearms. His wife is one of them. He just doesn't think either side of the gun control debate is doing much listening.
That's what America's all about, is voicing your opinion. Everybody has the right to voice their opinion. Whether you like it or not, that is your right to voice your opinion, and I'm totally for it. You can voice your opinion, but you also have to listen to the other side.
For WHYY, Rob Zavatsky.